Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell your brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion, love and marriage.
Hi. Hi, 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 how are you?
Gee, I just love bowling. The sound of the pins, the feel of the ball, the smell of dead farm animals. Oh.
Oh. Peg, I'm going for a beer. You want something?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm sure a waitress will be along in a minute.
That is you under that bad dye job.
Oh, kids, kids, come meet an old woman. Peg, I'd like you to meet the twins, Roscoe and Frank.
Gee, they don't look alike. Same father? Or should I say donor?
Peg, so life hasn't been too good to you, huh?
I don't work.
Well, I don't work either.
I don't do anything.
Neither do I. I have a maid.
Not me. My house is a sty, and I don't care.
Hiya, babe.
That's my husband, Chuck.
You poor thing.
Oh, yeah? But he has a... It was so nice seeing you again, Peg.
Isn't it nice to see you, too? God, I hate her. What an idiot. Look at that stupid little hop. Does she really think that she's going to get some...
You're right.
Your turn, Peg.
Oh, no, Al, I can't. She's watching me. The minute I get up there, she's going to bet that I can't strike like she did, and she'll be right. It'll be just like high school all over again.
Peg, I'm looking at both of you. Believe me, it won't be like high school.
I don't know. I kiss you and I kiss you, and you're still a frog. Anyway, when we were in school, we would bet on everything. We didn't have a lot of money then, so we'd bet pride. You know, we'd pick something humiliating, and then the loser, me, would have to do it in public.
Ooh, nice spare, honey.
Watch me and want me. Steve Reich!
Yay! Al got a strike! My husband is better than your husband more than you're better than me.
Oh, yeah? Well, my kids are better than your kids, better than I'm better than you.
Yeah, well, you're aging badly.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about a little family ball-off?
No.
What do you mean, no? I can bowl that doofus off the face of the earth. We can beat him.
Yeah, but Mimi's better than me.
Well, since Bud's taking bowling lessons, he says he's bowling 130. Look at Eight Eyes over there. They're pathetic. Even though Kelly stinks like you, what with me and Bud taking up the slack, we can't lose. Go ahead, bet.
Mimi?
Yes, Peggy?
Okay, it's a bet. Saturday night, family bowl-off, 8 o'clock sharp.
fine. Okay, now for the bet. Let's see. Loser sniffs every bowling shoe in the alley.
No.
Okay, all right, okay. Winner walks the loser through the mall in a leash?
No.
All right, okay, okay. Loser runs through the bowling alley naked.
No!
I know. The loser, you, will have to dress like a human trophy and pose for pictures with everybody in the alley.
Okay, it's a bet.
Peggy, I'd like you to meet my daughter, Dee Dee.
That's two eyes, not four E's.
She has beautiful children.
Yeah, right. But Dee Dee could break 200.
Hey, now, wait a second. That's five. We don't have five.
Oh, gee, Peggy. Surely you must have some relatives somewhere that you can de-louse and trot out.
No bet.
Oh, fine, Peggy, I understand. Kids, take a look at a born loser.
Kids, take a look at a bald woman.
Wait, I never liked you.
Do I hate her?
Well, at least you got that souvenir.
It's just not enough. I really wanted that bowl off. I just know we could have won if we'd had five. Why didn't we have another child? Sorry.
Well, there goes my day. What do you want?
Hey, we're friends. Can't we drop over for no reason?
No! Why are you here?
We set off a bug bomb and can't go back for another 10 minutes.
So, what's going on?
I'm a little down tonight. I ran into an old friend that I hate more than life. Did you ever go to school with someone who does everything just a little bit better than you do?
Barb Linhart.
What?
My rival was Barb Linhart. It started in kindergarten. I let Don Thudy kiss me on the cheek. She showed him her underpants. First day at gym, I was wearing a t-shirt. She was wearing a bra. I finally had a chance to beat her at our high school reunion. I couldn't wait. I had a great job, a terrific husband, and I'd lost 10 pounds. Then she went and died a tragic death, and that's all anyone could talk about. Poor Barb. Poor Barb. They could care less that I was a success. Her decapitation got all of the attention. It was so Barb. God, I hate her.
Well, my Barb is Mimi Stotes, and I have finally got a shot at beating her at bowling, and I'm not going to get the chance. I'm one bowler short. And I needed a good one.
Done.
You know somebody?
I sleep with him.
Shh. Who?
Steve.
Oh. Steve?
Look at him. His lithe, wiry body was made for bowling. And he does a heck of a little mambo, too.
Al, Steve can bowl.
You bowl?
Well... I don't like to brag. Marcy?
He's a wonderful bowler, Al.
Well, what do you bowl?
Marcy?
About 165.
170.
Steve, you're a godsend. I need you to be my ringer. Will you bowl for me Saturday night?
If I still can after you let go of me.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's Saturday night at 8. All you have to do is bowl great and be a Bundy.
Yeah, right. When I grow fur and marry Cheetah. Not a chance. Besides, no one will believe I'm a Bundy.
We'll Bundy up.
I don't want to be Bundied up. What if you do it and I can't come back?
Steve, please. Do it for me, and I'll do it for you.
Let's bowl!
We're gonna do it, Peg! We're gonna beat the Stoats family! Hey, kids, come on over here. It's time for the Bundy cheer.
Oh, no.
Come on over here. Whoa, Bundy!
Great news, kids. We are going to bowl against the hated Stoats family Saturday night.
Bowl?
Yes, and we're really looking forward to your 1:30. I love you, bud.
Hey, I'm giving up a Saturday night here. Doesn't anyone love me?
Kelly, your bowl is 60. What do you want? Peg, let's go upstairs and call Mimi and tell her the bet's on. Oh, you better dial, because I'm saving my hand for bowling.
You make me sick. Bud's the smart one, Bud's the good one, Bud's the hero. Yeah, I'm giving up a great date. But who cares, because I stink. So go ahead and gloat. Well?
Kelly, the only reason I'm telling you this is because you're so used to failure. So maybe you can tell me how to break this to Mom and Dad. That money I took for bowling lessons, I now have a lifetime pass to the Pussycat Theater. And I can't bowl worth a damn.
Wait, you're not kidding me, are you?
No, Kel.
Oh, God, I love you!
You're not gonna tell, are you?
Tell? And give up counting the beads of sweat forming on your forehead because you've ruined your mother's life? Oh, no, Budrick. I plan to be just as stunned as the rest of the family. Bud? A liar?
Okay, the bet's made. Oh, and did I tell you? The loser has to dress up as a human trophy. Oh, the humiliation. I'm finally gonna beat her. Thank you, Bud.
Yes, thank you, Bud. I'm the good one now. Bud, where's Mom and Dad?
They went to Bowltown. Dad needed some stuff. What am I gonna do, Kel?
Stink and be punished. Oh, God, this is great. And it's only the first day. Gee, the pressure must be terrible. Oh, could you do me a favor? Right after your first gutter ball and I get that picture of Mom and Dad and their looks of disappointment and horror, could you kind of tilt your chin up so that the light catches that tear streaming down your face?
You're dirt, Kel.
Yes, but everybody knows it.
Howdy, teammate.
Bud's a 1:30 bowler, you know.
Listen, Bud, are your folks in? I wanted to ask him if I could be an adopted Bundy. That would help explain my hygiene, grammar, and full set of teeth.
Mr. Rhodes, could you do me a favor and run over my hand with your car?
When will this punk stuff end? A mangled hand is not what you're going to want when you're 40, young man.
Mr. Rhodes, sit down. Have you ever lied to your mother?
Of course not. Well, I did tell her I was the bank president, but I will be someday, so that's not really a lie, is it? What did you do?
I told her I could bowl.
Well, of course you can bowl. You're a Bundy.
A failed Bundy. She's counting on me, and I'm gonna let her down.
Well, how about this? I have to believe that somewhere in your chromosomes there lies a bowler. We got 6 days. Let's you and I go to the lanes and practice. You pay.
You've got a deal.
And buy me an ice cream.
Don't push it, Mr. Rhodes.
All right. Now, a lot can be accomplished in a week. Now, let's see your form.
If we don't get there by 8, we've
I'm ready.
What is that?
It's my Pro Bowler automatic thumb warmer limited edition. Let's get us some Stoats meat.
Okay, so you've touched paws. Can we ball now?
My daughter's on her way. We'll wait for her.
Uh-uh, not a chance. She gets a zero for every frame she misses.
Wait a second. Who's this guy?
Cousin Steve.
I smell a ringer. This guy's no Bundy. Oops. My mistake. He's a Bundy.
So, are we ready?
Let's bowl. It's about time.
I'm sorry I'm late. I really wanted to be here to see your face when Bud bowled his 49 by the fourth frame.
Bowling lessons pay off, Kel.
Thank God for Bud. Bud's the good one.
I'm cursed.
Where were you anyway?
He was the most gorgeous boy in school. It's Saturday, I'm young, and this is bowling.
Okay, you show him what you got, Roscoe.
Yeah, Roscoe.
You know, I can't believe you. Just once, I would like to see you do something to help your family. That's my girl. Pins.
23? No problem. Ready? all I ever hear from you. For my next ball, I'd like a steak dinner with all the trimmings.
I'll even make potatoes.
Steve Reich!
We need three pins to win. Three pins. Oh, you have the sex drive of a stone, but I love you. Three pins.
Well, let's see, which one should I get? The one, two, three, the three, four, five, or the ever tricky 179?
Just bowl, you moron. Okay, kids, get out the cameras. History is about to be made.
Next.
I don't know what happened, Peg. The ball must have slipped. Somebody must have tampered with my thumb warmer. And I still bowled a 175, Peg.
Good, Al.
No, I mean it, Peg. I'm upset about this. You know how much this thing costs? You're gonna be much longer, Peg. The kids are getting hungry.
Just go home, Al.
You sure you'll be okay?
Get the hell away from me, okay?
Say goodnight to your mother, kids.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Mom. Come on. I can't walk out on her like this.